When you see a blimp up in the sky, and I see a lot of them living in Manhattan, you don't see the people in the gondola. Now, I know intellectually that people are sitting in this little cabin below the part I see, the big helium structure with the words Goodyear or MetLife or Fujifilm. But there's a part of me that's always believed that if there were really people in there, they were riding in that huge helium-filled egg. Offered a ride, I couldn't resist. The Fujifilm blimp was moored at Floyd Bennett Field in Brooklyn. The gondola seats about 8, and it's more roomy than a plane. But although everybody tells me how quiet the ride is, there's a constant drone. There's a staff of 22 people that work with the blimp. And as I enter the gondola, 3 people are holding the ropes on either side, and there are 2 more people standing at each side window. Then we take off.
The 4 crew members on the side have just walked away, and we're rising. And the 3 guys with the ropes in their hands are waving goodbye, and we're going up, up in the air.
The airship flies 48 weeks a year. It spends spring in the Midwest or South, winter in Florida and California, summer in the Northeast and upper Midwest. We look over Coney Island from about 1,000 feet up. You can see the boardwalk, the Ferris wheel, the stadium where the Coney Island Cyclones play. Mike Hans has been flying this blimp for 13 years.
Now, rumor has it that at some point we can even drive this thing.
No, you fly blimps.
You fly them.
Yeah.
You fly them. We can actually fly them?
Turn it to the right.
Turn it to the right.
You're flying the Fuji blimp now.
Oh, I see. It is turning right, but very slowly. It goes, Oops, now I better turn it more straight a little bit here. Whoa.
A lot of fun, isn't it?
It's actually...
Push down and it'll go down.
Just push down.
Oh, I see. Oh.
You can tell by that laugh I was nervous. The view was spectacular, even on a foggy day. But after we landed, I realized I would never again think of airships as floating eggs, and I would never again say drive a blimp. But you know, that's what it felt like, driving a floating car. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
You know, we had an introduction to read at that piece, which would set up the idea that NPR's Margot Adler would drive a blimp, but having heard the piece all the way through, perhaps the introduction was extraneous. In any event, if you would like to see pictures of Margot behind the wheel, and I certainly know I would like to, you can come to our website, npr.org.